Federal representatives phone in to Skagway, and Haines resident Mark McNamara died this week in California. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan called into Skagway with the Skagway Development Corporation to give an update on how they're working at the federal level to support local business. Skagway has one of the state's seasonal cruise tourism economies that is uniquely poised to take a hard hit this summer. Until recently, federal aid, like the $349 billion payroll protection program, didn't quite fit the seasonal model. It didn't account for summer staff increases. That and the money was gone in 2 weeks. Alaskans got about $900 million of the original funding. Senators Murkowski and Sullivan said they heard regional cries for help and took action. Now, seasonal businesses should qualify for more money.
We were working around the clock to get Treasury to issue regs to enable particularly many of the small businesses in your community to apply for a PPP that actually reflects when you have a full amount of employees, to enable you to get a much bigger loan, to cushion the blow of, you know, the challenges that we're all facing with regard to tourism this summer.
Senator Sullivan said that was with Skagway in mind. The senators encouraged seasonal businesses to contact their lenders. Senator Murkowski said that if local banks or credit unions have trouble adjusting the terms, her office wants to know about it. Congress added an additional $310 billion to that pot last week. Mayor Andrew Cremata joined the call to ask about local control of federal money coming into the state. He told the senators that Skagway already has plans for the $7.5 million the state government said it was allocating to the community. Senator Murkowski said she and her colleagues in Washington are working on it.
We have been, again, arguing for maximum flexibility for these funds since day one. And we know exactly what the CARES Act requires. It says it has to be coronavirus-related expenses not previously budgeted for. We think that there's a lot of space in there to give allowances to our communities.
Skagway Development Corporation Director Caitlin Jenner was curious about updates to the Alaska-Canada border closure and if there's hope for international tourism this year. Senator Sullivan assured residents that those concerns were making it to the highest levels of government.
Trust me, the Secretary of State, when all this kicked in, and the Secretary of Homeland Security knew exactly where and what challenges Skagway, Alaska had, particularly as it relates to the border issues. So just keep us posted, and we'll keep you posted as well.
The senators encouraged citizens to reach out to their offices with concerns. And Representative Don Young said his office would provide written responses to community queries. Haines resident Mark McNamara passed away earlier this week at the age of 60. The former NBA star moved to Haines in 2005, where he spent his time making films and sharing his knowledge of basketball. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with a few Haines locals who were close to him to learn more about his legacy.
Mark McNamara grew up in California and got his start playing basketball at Del Mar High in San Jose. He continued playing at UC Berkeley, where he studied environmental economics. When he graduated in 1982, he was drafted to the Philadelphia 76ers. That was a very busy year for him. The summer after he graduated, but before he started playing for the 76ers, McNamara landed a gig in the Star Wars movie Return of the Jedi. At 7 feet tall, McNamara worked as a stand-in for Peter Mayhew's character, Chewbacca. Once the NBA season started, McNamara and the 76ers would go on to win the national championship. He had a successful career in the NBA and played on a few different teams until the 90s. That's when he began coaching professionally, but health issues related to a rare genetic disease forced him to take a different path. In 2005, he settled down in Haines. Local filmmaker Mario Benassi was a close friend of his.
We met at Crucial Wildlife Center where I was working, and he came up to visit. And at that time, you know, he kind of expressed his undying love for wolves and for all things nature. And that's where we kind of hit it off.
McNamara and Benassi shared a passion for filmmaking and quickly joined forces. They took on a lot of different projects and worked closely with Tokchinook Watershed Council. McNamara loved getting footage in beautiful areas like Glacier Point and Flower Mountain. Benassi says they made a great team because they complemented each other.
I'm an artist. I'm not that organized. And Mark is very, very, you know, organized and very precise and dots all the I's and crosses all the T's. So he was an incredibly intelligent individual and someone that we all looked up to.
In past interviews with the Chilkat Valley News, McNamara said he didn't intend to get involved with the community when he moved to Haines, but he couldn't stay away from basketball. He started going to open gym and even helped coach the high school team for a few years. Haines resident Kyle Fossman says throughout his own career in basketball, from playing overseas to coaching at the University of Alaska, he has looked to McNamara for advice. He learned some of the finer points of the game from him.
What would be a good shot versus a great shot? What would be a good time to push the ball versus walk it up? Just stuff like that. Some more like intangible stuff that you just kind of got to learn.
According to Mario Benassi, McNamara had been traveling and was trying to return to Haines when he passed away. He died from heart-related complications on Tuesday in Nevada. He is survived by his sister, Lauren McNamara of San Francisco. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more at our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.